holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3130, Baruch Hashem, dated the 21st day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 18th day of Kislev. As far as your question, so this was a student who I guess he's already asked maybe before or not, but the Rebbe has advised the rabbis over there that the students should continue to learn in France and not come, I guess, whether it was to the Rebbe, to the United States, it doesn't say here clearly, but he's asking the Rebbe, should he continue to learn in France? Because he says his thoughts are confuse him, and also the Yetzirah, his inclination, he's not doing well over there. So basically, he's trying to get the Rebbe to approve him to leave the yeshiva in France. And the Rebbe says, I've already written many times that our sages of blessed memory, they ruled lefum gamlo shichna. Basically, it means according to the level of the camel is the load, which basically you load a camel on a healthy, strong camel, you put a big load on it because it can carry it. If it's a small, young, and not able to carry, then you don't give him a big load, you give him a small load. And basically that's used as a metaphor that people who have lots of energy and strength, Hashem gives them a big load to carry. So you're saying that it's difficult and the Yetzirah, but because you have those extra, Hashem gave you that load because you are a camel that can carry it. In other words, Hashem has given you the strength and the ability to handle it. Otherwise, Hashem would not give it to you, because Hashem only gives a person that which they can handle. On the contrary, the Rebbe says, you're trying to run away. The Rebbe says, studying Torah is a good advice for that. Maybe he wasn't asking to leave, to go to another yeshiva. Maybe he didn't want to continue yeshiva altogether. And the Rebbe says to him that study Torah is actually the advice. So, the Rebbe says, while when we talk about individuals, and over here and now it seems like the Rebbe is talking about changing places. So, regular individuals sometimes have side matters that they need to change their place. So sometimes people have reasons and happenings that they require changing the place. But in this case, the Rebbe says, so in other words, you as an individual may have, you know, specific reasons. So you need to, and this would be also applicable, all the students of the yeshiva, to come before the Rosh Yeshiva, the head of the yeshiva, or the spiritual guide of the yeshiva, present to them your situation. But the Rebbe says, because, well, you know, a lot of times the students will say, well, my teacher doesn't understand me, my rabbi is not, you know, giving me the right advice. But the Rebbe adds to it and he says, since divine providence, specific providence, set it up that you are the ones that are receiving your flow of Torah through them, so they can also give you a instruction in your personal matters. So the Rebbe says, so you shall do. Listen to the instructions that you will receive, and that will be good for you. Basically, the Rebbe is saying, you know, you're coming to me for relief. He says, no. I'm not going to tell you anything else. I'm telling you to go to your Rosh Yeshiva, to your Mashpia, and I am instructing you to listen to their instructions that you will receive, and that's going to be good for you. The Rebbe concludes with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe, the secretary. And, you know, a lot of times the student had a tremendous urge to go and to change and to were coming writing to the Rebbe and presenting the Rebbe's argument, and the Rebbe says, I am not going to get involved, basically. We had a much more articulate letter the Rebbe discusses about the previous Rebbe had an incident with his father, the Rebbe Rashab, which he ejected a student, and then the Rebbe Rashab overrode him, and there was a whole big to-do. The Rebbe brings down that the Rebbe was not on a regular basis or going to, although maybe on a unique and a special case, but overall, the Rebbe says, you got to listen to the teachers, those who are appointed, and that's what is good for you. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing for him in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary.